Dark Smile Productions presents Map and Stead's The Wake by Simon Bestwick, starring Aaron Kelly, Bernard Nugent, Victoria McCorkle, Mike Clark, Kate Gilbert, and Lynn Rode.
As I was going over the far Kenny Mountains, I met with a captain.
This is a funeral?
No, Jen.
It's a wake. Big difference.
Yeah, no kidding. So how did you know this guy?
Pat, school.
Yeah, good old St. Ambrose. Those were the days, eh, Steads?
Another one you used to knock about with raising hell?
Well, pretty much. Anyway, Pat messed up all his exams and joined the army. I hadn't heard from him in ages. Then his mum rings up out the blue and said he's been killed in Iraq. Poor sod.
Long way to go out.
There's not many good ones, Map.
Paul? Paul Farron, as I live and breathe.
Oh, no.
What?
And Aloysius. Wee Aloysius Johnson.
Oh, no.
Who is it?
Uncle Archie.
Ah, it is you.
All right, Archie?
Ah, can I complain? Well, you can, but who's listening? Ah, it is a sad day, really. Poor Jeanie.
Jeanie?
Pat's me.
Aye, my sister-in-law. It is a sad day for her. I mean, we're a big family, you can see that. Got my lot from Glasgow, 100 over from Derry, and the old Manchester contingent, of course. But Jeanie only have had the one, Bairn. Couldn't he have no more? I believe it was cos of
Archie! Not in front of the lady.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't know anything about women's problems, would I?
I do apologise, my dear. And you'd be?
Gemma, hi.
Gemma's with Map.
Ah, of course, of course. Young Aloysius here always did have an eye for a beauty. I can well recall this one time when...
Archie?
Oh, come on, Aloysius. False modesty doesn't become you. I can tell you, Gemma. By the time young laddie was 14, he'd been round... Ah, this song always brings a tear to my eye. Brings to mind all those who've gone before. Ah, a toast to poor young Pat.
Pat.
Aye, now where was I? Oh, aye, I remember now.
Anyone want another drink? Jem, good. I'll go get some in.
Stitch?
Billy Nelson was his name.
No, that wasn't the point, no. What was I saying?
We eventually...
Harry, get us out of this.
I'll kill Stitch.
Not if I get him first.
Hey, what's this? Oh, yes. Bottle of Bushmills.
Paul.
Hey?
Paul Farron.
Oh. Yeah, that's me.
You don't remember me?
Yeah, of course I do. It's
Eileen Doherty. Pat's cousin. From Derry.
Eileen? Little Eileen?
Aye.
Bloody hell, look at you.
Bit difficult without a mirror handy.
Well, yeah, but you're like this little tomboy back then. All scabby knees and elbows.
Oh, thanks.
But you're like... What happened?
Well, Paul, I don't know if you've heard of it over here, but we've got this thing in Ireland called puberty.
Oh, I think I heard about it.
That and growing up. I don't suppose you'll know that one at all.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Nice seeing you again.
And yous.
Do you want a drop of this?
Aye. Go on, then.
So there was Rab and I and...
Excuse us a minute, Archie. Just need to pay a visit.
Aye, of course.
Yeah, and I need to go to the loo and all. Just see you in a bit, Archie.
Oh, very well.
I mean, what do you think he was about? Going off and joining up like that?
I don't know, love. Probably thought there was no else he could do.
Oh, come on. What? Being cannon fodder? That's all he thought he was good for? Christ, his daddy had flayed him.
I know.
Joining the Brit army and all.
Yeah.
And getting himself killed like that. You know something?
What?
I mean, I'd seen him since then. Last I saw him was just after he joined up. Up in his uniform. He looked that pleased with himself. But whenever I think of him, it's when we were kids. I mean, you remember when we all used to go up to that place? Where was it? Higher Broughton.
The Lanark.
Aye, the landslide, that's it. He always had a grin on him. All cheeky like he'd get away with murder.
He always did and all.
Aye. Do you remember how we used to play kiss chase up there?
Yeah, do I ever.
He was always good at that. Him and your mate, what was he called? Ali.
Map.
Why'd you call him that?
Well, it was when he was 16, got his hair cut dead short like a number one. And he had this birthmark, looked like a map or something. So that's what everyone called him. Maphead. Map for short.
Maphead. I like it. You know, I don't think you ever caught me once.
You cheated.
I did not.
I don't know how they play it in Derry, but round here punching's against the rules.
I only did that the once.
And kicking.
A couple of times.
And as for copping bricks at people.
Pebbles. And hardly ever.
Anyway, I was never good at climbing trees.
No. Now your man Ali, sorry, Map, he was up after me like a monkey up a flagpole, remember?
Not as well as he does. He's still got the scar.
Jesus, he's not.
I think he does. You would have to ask Gemma. I don't go looking.
God, I thought we were never going to get away.
Oh, Archie's all right, in small doses.
He means well, but...
Gem?
Shh. Listen. Someone's... Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Gem, come on, we should...
Ali? Little Ali Johnson?
Mrs. Boylan?
Yeah, it's you. I always kept telling him to call me Jean once he was older, but he never did. You must be the latest.
This is Gemma, Mrs. Jean.
Oh, finally managed it.
Gemma, this is Pat's mum. Jean,
hi,
this is...
Mrs. Boylan. It's nice to meet you. I'm very sorry about your son.
Oh, I like this one.
So do I.
I can tell. Hang on to him, Gemma. Never seen him smitten before.
Steds keeps saying the same thing.
Paul, I thought I saw him back at the church. Is he here too?
Of course he is. Somewhere. He stranded us with Archie.
God.
Do you want us to...
No, stay a bit. If you don't mind.
Of course we will. Right, Ali?
Sure.
Did I really never catch you?
No. You didn't like being rough. Especially not with girls. Not like your pal Map or Pat, Jesus. Oh, he's black and blue if ever he caught up with me. You were real gentle, like. I always remembered that. He's really still got that scar.
Think so.
Christ. You remember the racket he made? His daddy was raging. I thought I was dead.
You'd been all right. Map's dad sparks worse than his bite.
Could have fooled me. I remember something else about that.
What?
You again. Stepping up and saying it was all your fault. You must have caught hell for that.
No.
Liar.
Well, maybe a bit.
You've not changed.
Can't say I've.
Not that much. You're still the same Paul I used...
What?
Used to know.
Oh, right.
I remember when you and Pat used to play when you were little. The two of you and Paul. And little Eileen when she came over to visit.
Oh, aye. We used to go down the Lanny and play... Well, all sorts.
War. He always loved to play war. Soldiers. Didn't he?
Amongst other things.
He was such a lovely little kid, wasn't he? Just had this big cheeky grin. And when you saw that, you couldn't stay angry with him. No one could. Number of times he came home and he was in trouble with someone. But it was never half as bad for him as it would have been for the other kids. Because of that smile.
Yeah, I remember it.
I hate that smile now, when I think about it.
What?
I hate it. Thinking of it. Because he grew up thinking. Thinking he could always get away with things. I don't mean he was spoilt or cruel or... But he never ran into anything he couldn't charm his way out of. And he must have thought the army'd be the same. Like one of his games, but it's not a game, Pat. It's not. You don't get up at the end and come home for tea. And a bullet doesn't care what kind of smile you've got. It wore the smile off his face, all right. We couldn't even have an open coffin.
Jean.
The took him. They took my baby. Murderers. Murdering bastards. Liars. Butchers. Sent him up to the damn war when there was no need. It was all lies. The lying bastards. How can they do that? Kill children. Theirs, ours. How do they sleep? They're not human. They can't be human. Murderers, rats, vermin. They should be strung up. They sent him off and killed him and they gave him back to me in a box. And it didn't even look like him anymore. They didn't even give him any body armour. If it wasn't for that, he might still be...
Oh, Christ, Jean.
Jean, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, my child. I want my child.
Jean, come here. It's okay. It's
a... I want my child.
Jean, shush. Shush. Ali, get someone.
Like who?
Get someone. Get someone.
First of the gang to die.
Eh?
It's a song by Morrissey. Can't get it out of my head once I heard about Pat, you know? I mean, you know people die, but not you. You can never quite believe that'll be you one day as well.
No, you don't. Not till it hits close to home.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm nearly 26. That's a long time to go around thinking like that. But even so...
Shakes you up a bit, doesn't it?
Aye. Then you realise you've only got so long on this earth.
Know the things you want to do.
You just better go ahead and do them while you can. Paul?
Yeah?
Don't get the wrong idea.
What?
I don't do this often.
Do what? Wow.
You okay?
Yeah, it just wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I. Just call it, I don't know, all this and seeing you again.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah.
It's not like we should just...
No.
No, of course not.
No. Paul.
Eileen? We shouldn't.
No.
So the waiter comes in with the dessert, and I said, "Is that meringue?" And quick as a flash, Rab goes, "No, you're right."
Great work.
You said get someone.
Yeah, but not anyone.
First one I found. Anyway, seems to be tearing Jean up a bit, doesn't he? Listen, Jean, are you going to be okay?
I'll get by. Do you need to get off?
Best, Dad.
Go on, you two. I'll be all right.
You sure?
I'll be fine. Go on.
Yeah, just find Steds and then we'll be off.
After I've throttled him.
Oi.
Only joking.
Oh, you mean Paul? I believe I saw him before.
Where was that?
Ah, well.
What?
I believe he was heading for the spare room with Eileen Doughty.
What? Little Eileen? Pat's cousin?
Aye.
Spare room, you said?
Aye.
Right. Jem?
Yeah?
Let's go. Steds? Steds? Steds, are you in there?
Eileen.
Oh, Paul.
Ali? Ali? You okay? Ali?
I feel soiled.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen.
Wow.
Just listen.
I can't hear out.
Aye. Quiet at last. Nice, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Late?
Or early.
Yeah. You tired?
No, not really.
Good.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll stop if you want.
Don't you dare.
Ali?
Yeah?
You sure Steads will be okay getting back?
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine. Last thing he needs to worry about.
Okay.
What?
Nothing?
Oh, Christ!
What?
I've just realised. This room.
What about it?
Look around. It's Pat's.
Oh, holy Jesus.
Oh, no.
What?
Have you got any tissues?
What?
The picture on the bedside table, it's got fag ash all over it.
We'd better get out.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go before... Hi, Jean.
Paul?
You all right?
Fine.
Hi, Jean.
Eileen?
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Jean?
It's all right. I don't think Pat would have minded.
Aye.
Go on, it's late.
Yeah, take care. I'll see you soon.
Aye. Look after yourself.
See ya, Archie.
Bye.
Fare thee well.
God. Kids. Make a right mess.
Jean?
Oh, hi.
Jeanie, leave that. It'll wait while morning.
No, it's okay. I'll do it now.
Jean.
I want to do it now, okay?
As you wish. Do you need any help?
No, I'll be fine.
Well, if you're sure.
Go to bed. I'll see you in the morning.
I do believe it is the morning.
Well, later today then. This afternoon. Whenever.
Good night then.
Good night, Archie. Oh, Patrick. Got in a mess again. Fag ash all over. Some things never change. Bad as you were when you were little. Always getting into a mess. Always. Anyway, got to get on. That'll do for now. Good night, darling. See you tomorrow.
But if you come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be.
In The Wake, Aaron Kelly played Map, Bernard Nugent played Steads, Victoria McCorkell played Gemma, Mike Clark played Uncle Archie, Kate Gilbert played Eileen, and Lynn Roden played Jean. The play was written and directed by Simon Bestwick. Map and Stead's theme tune, The Devil and the Dolly, was by Geek Girl, website thegeekgirl.co.uk. Kaylee Band music was by Jed Todd and Dave Wynn. Map and Stead's The Wake was a Dark Smile production for All FM.